With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. Job growth in the local tech sector is outpacing the national average by 3%, but salaries aren't keeping up. That's one of the takeaways from a new report by Workforce Windsor Essex. It says tech workers in the region make nearly $10,000 less a year than the national median. That can make it hard to retain talent, but it also gives tech companies here a competitive edge. The report says other barriers for the sector include the lack of a concentrated hub and a shortage of senior tech positions. If you live near the EC Row and Banwell Road, just a heads up, work to reconstruct the road could disrupt your sleep. That's expected to get underway on May 6th, depending on the tendering process. Windsor City Council voted to exempt it from the noise bylaw, but Ward 7 Councillor Angelo Mariani says there's other issues too.
When we were building the battery plant, oftentimes the sound isn't so much the issue, it's the lighting. If it's facing the north, hits the households in the Forest Glade area. If it could be requested that when this work is going on, if the lights could be directed towards the south.
The city's Commissioner of Infrastructure Services says they'll ask. Construction is expected to take 5 weeks. The Canadian Real Estate Association thinks housing sales will pick up this spring. It could depend on interest rates and whether the Bank of Canada cuts them. So far, it's held steady on those at 5% four times now, and the next announcement is on April 10th. Global News says sales were down 3.1% in February from the month before across Canada. In Windsor-Essex, they were up 5.8%. Meanwhile, the Canada Mortgage and Housing Corporation is holding a national housing conference today and tomorrow. Federal Housing Minister Sean Fraser addressed attendees this morning. The CMHC hopes the conference serves as a platform to find solutions to the country's housing crisis. MPs are offering their tributes to former Prime Minister Brian Mulroney. His casket arrives in Ottawa tomorrow, and his body will lie in state for 2 days. It then goes to Montreal ahead of Saturday's state funeral. The federal NDP think the government should officially recognize the state of Palestine. It's part of a series of actions called for in a non-binding motion introduced today. NDP leader Jagmeet Singh told the CBC he's hopeful the Liberals will support it, although the motion could divide the government caucus. MP Anthony Housefather says many in the Jewish community will consider it a slap in the face. And if you've got an old 649 lottery ticket that you bought in Kingsville, you might be sitting on a jackpot. The ticket expires on April 1st, so time is running out to claim a $100,000 prize. We have the number posted at WindsorNewsToday.ca. The Pistons take on the Celtics tonight in the NBA. The Raptors are off. Might get flurries, windy this afternoon with a high of 4 on the way. Might get flurries this evening, -2 overnight, and flurries, maybe showers tomorrow afternoon, and 7. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.